Blame It on the Champagne by Gwen Masters. I blame it all on the champagne. Well, maybe I should blame the high heels. I wasn't accustomed to them after all. I don't go to things like that awards show every day. I'm a quiet, simple kind of girl. I don't go for the glamour and flash and glitz of the celebrity thing. How I found myself smiling for a camera and signing autographs is usually a bit beyond my realm of comprehension. I just write the songs. And last night I spilled champagne on Mitch. Actually, it wasn't just spilling champagne. It was running into him out on the carpet. Not the red one, silly, the green one. It was the after-party party, you know. And then landing in his lap. Well, almost. He wasn't sitting down when I ran into him. But by the time I was done with him, we were both on the floor. Later we were on the counter, but we'll get to that in a minute. So there I was, dressed to the nines, and my date was nowhere to be found. Alan wasn't a date in the first place, not really. He was more of an escort, a guy from a record label who just happened to need a cutie on his arm, and I was a cutie who just happened to need an arm. Perfect. I didn't even know his last name. The show was over, and I had a choice. Go home and go to bed, or go to the after-party and hope that I might meet someone to go to bed with. I'm not one of those prudes who think that emotion has to accompany the sex. Hell no. Give me a good-looking stud and a few shots of choice alcohol, and I'm bound to do damn near anything. Then I might write a song about it. Fucking doesn't pay the bills, but it does make for good inspiration. So that's how I wound up in the middle of a party with a glass of champagne in one hand and the other fiddling with my little clutch purse. I was talking to some up-and-coming artist with an independent label, one of those whose dreams...